How often do you meet people who are healthy, fit and strong? They're in a career that they love or doing a business that they're really passionate about. They're financially free. They're in great relationships and they're really happy. Sounds a bit like a unicorn, an unusual object that people don't believe is for real. Well, I'm really privileged because I married a unicorn. His name's Kerry Patrick McAvoy. People call him the K-Man. And I call him the K-Man because it's like Superman with the K. I've never met anybody who is as happy, as positive, as calm under pressure, is a big picture thinker, is a visionary and has a huge sense of humour, never gives up and is happy all the time regardless of what's going on. And that's a very unique individual human being. And yes, of course, I'm very privileged to have attracted that person into my life. But of course, people then ask us daily, both of us, how come you're both so happy? And people seem to think that the first four make up for the happy. So if I was healthy, fit and strong, if I had a career that I loved, if I was financially free, and if I didn't have a life full of horrible people, I too could be happy. Well, there's an interesting thought space, and because people ask us the question all the time, how can you be happy, the pair of you so happy all the time, I have to answer the question. And it's interesting because there's two thought patterns as to why people are happy or why they're successful or why they're visionary or why they think big or why their life is going amazing. And one is that you're born that way. You've just got the gene of happy. You've got the gene of being driven. You've got the competitive gene. You've got the gene that loves a challenge. You've got the gene that loves pressure, and you are just born that way. The other way that people think is that you choose to be. So regardless of what your life is like, who your parents are, where you were born, what career path you started in, you have just chosen to be happy. And those two groups of people will often argue. But what is also very interesting is that K-Man is the first one and Roey is the second one. I actually think that K-Man was born that way. I think he was born with the ultimate big picture, visionary, positive, happy gene, and he's just developed that gene. So yes, we're all born with the gene to be able to walk. We learn how to walk and then we continue to get better and better, and then some people run and then some people sprint and some people become Olympic world champions at sprinting. Well, I think that's what happened to K-Man. He was born as the coolest guy ever and then he's just developed those skills. I, on the other hand, have made a very distinct choice to be that particular way in my life, and it's a constant and daily decision. So it's not about, oh, Roey was born that way, isn't she lucky? She's always really happy. And people say that to me. It's almost like an accusation. Roey's really happy. She was just born that way. Or you're one of those obnoxiously happy people who doesn't live in the real world. Well, it's interesting because when you've made a decision, and those five things tend to be the things that people talk about the most. And the reason I know that, after 30 plus years in the fitness profession and being a person who's literally met hundreds and thousands of people, and we always ask this silly question, I think it is actually a silly question, because we say to people, how are you? And they tell us that they're fat or they're sick or they're not fit or they're unhealthy or they don't like the shape of their body. And then they tell us that they hate their job or their boss or they hate what they're doing for a living. And then they tell us that they're broke or they haven't got enough money to do all the things that they do. And that's the reason why they're so unhappy. Oh, and then they're in a poor relationship. So they're married to somebody they don't like, or they've got all these horrible people in their life who are trying to make them really unhappy. So when you say to people, how are you? As I'm sure you are aware, they tell you, I'm really unhappy because, and they think that it was a negative question that you asked. Because I think, how are you, is a question that the answer is, I'm amazing and getting better. I'm awesome and I'm doing what I love, versus not too bad. I hate my life. I'm broke. I've got a terrible husband and I hate my job. My boss is an ass. So if we have a look at those five areas, if you're born that way, you then live your life. Of course, your focus is going to be, I'm going to look after my body because it's the only one I've got. It's logical. And that's why I think K-Man was born that way. Men seem to be more logical than women. Why would you destroy your body? Why would you do stuff that makes it unhealthy when the logical thing is to keep it healthy? Then I think if you're born that way, as in I'm going to have a great life, you would never choose a lousy, stinking, rotten job. You'd never go and do a career that you don't like. Of course, you're going to do something that you're really passionate about. Which of course then makes you financially free. When you're passionate about something and you study and practice and train and become the best in the world at it, because you want to. Maybe you were born that way. You were born wanting to become the best in the world at something. You obviously then get paid for it. You get paid large amounts of money. People want to invest money in your business. They want to invest money in what you're doing because you're really good at it and you're going to add massive value to their lives. That's a given. Then, of course, it's really logical not to have horrible, nasty, gossiping, criticizing people in your life. Why would you? See, the common sense thing, the people that are born that way would just say, why would I have somebody in my life who criticizes me, pulls me down, doesn't believe in me, and doesn't want me to achieve my dreams? Why would I want parents, children, next door neighbors, business associates, anybody in my life who says to me, you can't do that, you're not good enough, it won't work? So the people who were born to succeed would make that decision very logically. I'm not having lousy people in my life. And of course, then it's logical to be happy. Why would you even consider living a life where you're unhappy? If you're born with the drive to succeed, you're also, I believe, born with the drive to look for the positive, to look for the good in things, to look for everything great that's happening. So regardless of actually what's happening around you, you still find the best in everything. So, and that's a classic example with Cayman. I've seen him at the bone ass end of his life where the worst things have happened. People have died. Millions of dollars have been lost. People have done horrible things. The worst terrible things have happened to him, and he's been exactly the same, happy and positive and visionary and always looking on the bright side, telling a joke, making it funny. And that's just the logical thing to do when you're born that way. So for those of you that were born that way, congratulations. I'm really privileged that that's happened for you. What about us mere mortals who weren't born that way? And up until the age of 13, I was negative. I always looked on the dark side. I always looked for the negative things. I felt sorry for myself. I thought the world was against me. I was unfit, unhealthy, wasn't in great shape, didn't have great relationships in my life, and thought I'd end up being a lawyer because that's what my father, what my family wanted me to do. However, at 13, I made a choice. And that's the thing about this, can you be happy, can you be successful? One is you're born that way. Well, I wasn't. Number two is you decide, I am going to do whatever it takes to have those things happening in my life. I am going to be healthy, fit, and strong. That is a choice. I am going to have a career and or business that I'm excited about. That is a choice. I'm going to be financially free. That is a choice. There are so many obvious ways to become financially free. There are so many obvious strategies to, it doesn't matter how much money you earn, to become financially free, meaning you don't have to worry about money anymore. It is a choice to be broke. It is a choice to not have any money. It is also a choice to be wealthy, a choice to be financially free. And horrible people in your life, that's a choice. We choose to put the people into our lives that either make us happy or unhappy. We decide whether we're going to accept people being disrespectful to us, being rude to us, gossiping about us, criticizing us, and still have them in your life. Or we choose to get rid of them. We decide, I'm not having that kind of person in my life, and we remove them. It's a choice. And then, of course, the last one, most people think, well, if I had all of those things going for me, I'm going to say it again. Most people actually believe that they would be happy if and when they had a career that they loved, they were healthy, fit, and strong, they were financially free, and they had great relationships. Well, my decision was the opposite to that. I decided that if I was happy, it was much more likely that I would attract great people into my business, into my career. It was much more likely that I would enjoy my eating and exercise plan and I would be healthy and strong. It would be much more likely that I would have great relationships, but ultimately it didn't matter. Because if you really like who you are and you're really happy, then you don't need other people in your life. And there's a great argument, which I now have a great response to, which is if you are a happy, positive person and you really like who you are, then you're much more likely to attract happy, positive people into your life. If you're a grumpy, miserable, negative person who's always gossiping about people, pulling people down and talking negative about life, yourself and other people, very unlikely you're going to attract a great person into your life or great people into your life. So whether you are born to be successful or whether you decide to be successful, you get to choose. So if we have a look at the opposite, we get to choose whether or not we're going to be healthy, fit, and strong. So don't blame the government. Don't blame your parents. Don't blame sugary foods. Don't blame the takeaway food people. We get to choose what we put into our mouth. We get to choose how much much exercise we do or we don't do. We get to choose our positive attitude, which I think has the most amazing effect on our health and fitness and our immune system. So if you're not healthy and you're not fit and you're not strong, you can decide to change that. You don't have to be fat, out of shape, weak, sick for the rest of your life. You can go and do a horrible, lousy, stinking, rotten job, but you can also choose to quit that job and do what you're really passionate about. Now, that's one that I've never had a lousy, stinking, rotten job. I decided from the age of 13 that I wasn't going to be a lawyer, that I was the most passionate about health and fitness, and I was going to do that for the rest of my life. And I decided that at 13. Now, whether you're 13, 30, or 63, it doesn't matter. You get to decide what you're going to do every day to either earn money or add value to your world. And of course, if you're adding value to your world by the career path that you have, you will become financially free. Nobody wants to do business with lousy, grumpy, miserable people who don't have integrity, who are trying to rip them off and give them a dodgy product. So if you are passionate about what you do and you're adding massive value to people's lives, then of course you're going to be financially free. And to wrap all of that up, why would you want to have horrible people in your life? People say to me, why don't you, Roe? You don't have negative people in your life. And no, I don't. It's a choice. I will not have somebody in my life who doesn't respect me, including myself. And self-respect for me is the most important thing. And if I'm putting people into my life who don't show me respect, then I think that's disrespectful to me. So is it easy to be happy? Well, of course it is. When you are healthy, fit and strong, when you're doing what you love, when you're financially free and you've got great people in your life, it's really easy to be happy. But the flip side of that, when you're happy, you will be more likely to be healthy, fit and strong. You'll be more likely to have a career that you love and attract great people into your life and to be financially free. And all of that is a choice. And even if you're born with the gene, and here's the sneaky part to the whole conversation, there, I think, are more of us who are born with that gene. We just decide to squash it or to step on it or to pull it down or listen to other people tell us that we can't have those things in our life. The logical response is life is too short or too long to be fat and old and weak. It is too long to have a job that you don't like. It is too long to be poor, broke, looking for your next dollar, not being able to afford to do the things that you want to do. Life is too long to have lousy, miserable, horrible people in your life who are disrespectful to you. And life is too long to live it as a grumpy person. So choose to be happy, healthy, fit and strong, have a career that you love, have great people in your life, be financially free and be happy.